Unit 8. What IQ and EQ tests actually determine. Intelligence testing is based on the belief that a person's intelligence can be calculated and stated as an exact number by administering a series of standardized test questions. Such testing was first introduced in the mid-1800s by the British researcher Francis Galton. Since IQ tests were first given, methods used for measuring one's intelligence quotient, IQ, have raised concerns among members of the scientific community. However, that has not limited their widespread popularity. In fact, IQ testing has also spawned the emotional intelligence quotient, EQ test, in an attempt to better predict a person's future success. Despite the prevalence of these tests, many psychologists still debate the rationale behind IQ and EQ testing. Proponents of IQ testing argue that when properly administered, the results are accurate predictors of a person's academic ability. The basic methodology, which has remained unchanged since the test's creation, is to have the subject answer two sections of questions. In the first, subjects are timed to see how quickly they answer a series of multiple-choice questions. In the second, subjects are timed to see how quickly they can recreate patterns, often in arrangement of blocks. Based on the times and the number of correct answers, the IQ, which is a fixed number, is calculated. More recent versions, such as the WISC-5, claim to be more accurate as they have more questions that measure a broader range of skills. In contrast, EQ testing seeks to narrow down the range of subjects' abilities being tested. Individuals give responses to hypothetical situations. Points are allotted to how emotionally appropriate the given response is. This assumes, however, that people are answering honestly. The basis of the test is that people with greater emotional intelligence are better equipped to manage, perceive, and express emotions. This ability is why, advocates claim, people with a high EQ are more likely to be successful. As a result, some researchers propose adding classes to improve students' EQ. Critics of these tests argue that both tests have serious flaws that render them useless. Considering that there is no consensus as to what constitutes intelligence, they claim all the tests are invalid. They also point to the fact that people's scores on the same subjects vary from test to test. Opponents also cite the biases in the tests as IQ test scores are skewed to favor those from specific social and cultural backgrounds. EQ tests can be faked good, a term used to describe how test takers lie to raise their scores.